Connecticut lawmakers heard testimony today in favor of a delay in implementing new Common Core education standards. WSHU's Craig LaMolt reports the state's education committee also heard from education officials who argued a moratorium would be a setback for the state.
Connecticut's education committee is considering legislation that would institute a one-year moratorium on implementing the Common Core standards. 45 states have adopted the standards, including Connecticut and New York. The standards outline what students should know in English and math at each grade level. The New York State Assembly has now passed a two-year moratorium on the Common Core. At the Connecticut public hearing, Republican Representative Terry Wood of Darien and Norwalk was among the lawmakers making a case for slowing things down.
I have heard from an enormous would be understated, number of educators in the two districts that I represent, and they strongly oppose the implementation of these standards without proper due diligence. They're all for standards, trust me, and they're all for assessments, but they just want to see more of a process followed with this and more input from them.
Some speakers at the public hearing criticized testing aligned with the Common Core standards, saying the tests are traumatic to students and are not properly adapted to special needs students. The chair of Connecticut's State Board of Education, Alan Taylor, said the Common Core is an improvement on the way the state used to evaluate student performance.
It makes no sense to return to the mediocrity of our prior standards by delaying implementation of the Common Core.
The president of the Connecticut Education Association, the state's largest teachers union, also argued against the moratorium and said the state should proceed with caution. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.